Our first song is taking us back to where we finished the last songs of praise. We're going to be singing Shine, Jesus, Shine, which, as a lot of you know, is one that is often requested by Edmund. And as most of you know, he lost his daughter, and this was very much her favourite hymn. So let us all stand now and sing our first hymn, number 445, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Our next hymn is going to be Give Me Oil in My Lamp, which has been requested by Lauren. And she'll say now a few words of why she likes this particular hymn.
Hello, everybody. Practically, this is actually known as Joy,
but she's not very well, bless her, so she's a bit gutted. And the reason why she wanted to sing it was because it reminded her of when they were allowed to sing at school in assembly. So hopefully everybody will enjoy it.
Thank you.
So our next hymn is one that has been requested by Catherine, and it's Be Thou My Vision. And she says that she chose this because the words of it, they always lead you back to Jesus, whatever the circumstances you are facing. So now let's all stand up and sing together number 51, Be Thou My Vision. Our next hymn is Servant King, and Jane is now going to tell us all about it.
Thank you, Ian. I love the tune, which is always helpful with a hymn. It's uplifting and melancholic at the same time. And in a nutshell, I feel the first verse explains what God has given us, his Son, to serve us and who is sacrificed for us. So from heaven you came, helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled, not to be served, but to serve, and give your life that we might live. So I think this hymn sums up perfectly what being a Christian is all about, or should be about. It should be our aim in life. So it helps me to reboot every time I hear or read these words. So let us learn how to serve and in our lives enthrone him, each other's needs to prefer, for it is Christ we're serving. And finally, Bob Eady once mentioned in a sermon that this line, hands that flung stars into space to cruel nails surrendered, was one of his favourites. And his comments on it have stayed with me ever since. The enormity of the same hands creating the universe, flinging hands into space, were also hammered to a cross, crucified. And that thought affects me every time.
As a lot of you know, Linda and I like to go to Spring Harvest when we can. And I think it was on the last time we went to Spring Harvest, Songs of Praise were recorded there. And the first hymn they had was one which is called This is Amazing Grace. And part the two reasons why Linda and I love going, one, we love the Bible teaching, but we also love the worship there. And I think this particular hymn, This is Amazing Grace, is so uplifting, and it's, well, it means a lot to both, I know, Linda and I. I had hoped to be able to have the Songs of Praise clip, but unfortunately it's not available at the moment. So we're going to have it on video. It was written by a chap called Phil Wickham, and this is his version, this is him playing it. The music, the song, the words, sorry, are on the video. If you would like to join in, stand and join in, please do so. Otherwise, sit back and enjoy This is Amazing Grace.
Worthy, 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 worthy.
Next hymn is The Old Rugged Cross. And Bette was one of the people who requested this. And she told me that this was actually her dad's favourite hymn and that he would always ask for it whenever he could. And if ever he heard it on the radio or whatever, he would then stop what he was doing.
And Bobby has written this, and I'm pleased to read it on her behalf. My father was only 46 when he died, which left a huge gap in my life. But I was very lucky to have an uncle to whom I was very close. He was always there for me and gave me away at my wedding. The Old Rugged Cross was his favourite hymn, and I've chosen it in memory of Uncle George.
Thank you.
our next song is one that has been selected by the singing group. And I don't know if there's somebody there that is like to say a few words about why the singing group have chosen it.
Some of you will know that once we went into the first lockdown, after a few weeks, we discovered that as a singing group, we could get together on Zoom. No, we didn't all sing at the same time with our microphones off, because that would have been awful, but we did go through the various hymn books and chose some different things that we learned, some of which we've slipped into some of our services since. And we've also, people discovered that because people often will go to YouTube to learn the tune of a song or a hymn, you find that on YouTube, then you get suggestions. And so there were a few sort of sites that kept coming up, like the Jubilate hymn sites, and there's another one called Chet Valley Churches. And sometimes I would do it, and I'm sure other people in the group did. We sort of clicked on a song that seemed as if it looked as if it had nice words, and we found tunes with nice hymns with nice tunes that we didn't know, but that we really liked and thought it would be good to learn together and to introduce to you sometimes. And there is a higher throne. I'm not sure whether we've actually sung it in church yet, but this is one of the songs that we really thought had great meaning for us. So we introduce it to you now.
Our next hymn is hymn number 8, and it's been requested by Angela. And Angela is also doing our intercessions. So I would suggest what we will do is we'll sing this whilst we're sat in our pews, and we'll sing this quietly after we've heard why Angela has chosen it, and then she'll go straight into the intercessions once the hymn has been finished. Thank you, Angela.
Well, I chose this hymn because I'm very much thinking of peace at the moment, as we all are. A long time ago, my father, who died a long time ago, in the Second World War, he was a conscientious objector, which led to a lot of trouble. Some of the family on his side wouldn't talk to him for years. I hadn't realised that. But in the war, he was incredibly brave. They asked him to drive an ambulance. So in actual fact, he saw the most ghastly things. He never spoke about them, but it was near London, so he would have seen some awful things. So I chose this as a thought that, yes, the soldiers are so brave. I have huge respect for the army, but there's the other side, that I wish our world was full of peace again.
Thank you, Angela. Our next hymn is one that has been requested by Su Fen, and it's The Day Thou Gavest. And Sue's now just going to give us a few words of why this means so much to her.
This hymn was a great favourite of my mum, and as she got into her 90s, she was always very grateful that she got to the end of another day. So we thought it was very appropriate at the end of her final day, we should have this at her funeral. Thank you.
Now our final hymn is Tell Out My Soul, and this has been requested by Liz, who will now say a few words of why she likes so much Tell Out My Soul.
Now, you're going to get the first from me now, and as a spiritual director and friend of mine said to me once, what you lack for in voice, Liz, you make up for it in enthusiasm. So, tell out my soul. Why do I love it so much? Because it's powerful and emphatic, and we're telling the Lord how much we love him. This hymn is usually, well, no, often, obviously, at Advent it's sung, but all the year round as well, because the words are so meaningful. Its origins are a little bit vague, because it was said in the hymn book that the it's by somebody called Timothy Dudley Smith, who's still alive at 96, but the music was written much earlier than that. I think it's called Woodlands or something. I haven't got, I can't use IT at the moment, so I can't find out these things. So if you want to, just Timothy Dudley Smith. The words, his words were put to it in 1952, and the words so match with the music it was meant to be. The words paraphrase the Magnificat as told by Mary, Mother of Jesus. Now, I can't imagine the words without this powerful music, or the music without these powerful words. They express our love for the Lord, the promise of our salvation, and in the final words, we say, the last line says, for children's children and forevermore. Amen.